Welcome to another fantastic episode of a new Unukun podcast series on world mental health, a companion piece to the physical exercise and mental health article in the print edition of the October version of the newspaper. In response to the recent Students' Health and Wellbeing Survey, which found that one-third of students studying in Norway identify as having a mental health disorder, such as anxiety and depression, we've decided to open up the conversation surrounding mental health from the point of view of physical exercise, a large part of Norwegian life. Now, joining me this week is Ji-Mun Wong, or Momo, a third-year master's student of translation studies from China, but she's exchanging from Germany, and Yi-Wen Chong, or Jessie, a fifth-year bachelor's student of nursing from Taiwan. Welcome both. I hope I didn't butcher your actual names there. But you didn't take part in the newspaper article, so I'm really interested to know what your journeys are to this university from your universities back home. So Momo, you've come from Germany. This is your master's degree. How are you getting on with it?
Actually, I'm at the end of my master program, and I really want to try a new life. I mean, I was in Germany for 3 years, and I want to get out of my comfort zone and to a new country. And also, I want to speak more English. Norway is, I think, the best choice for me to speak more English and also make more international friends. So I've decided to come to Norway.
And why did you decide to come to Norway out of all the countries that you could have gone to next?
Actually, I want to, because in Germany, usually I only speak German. Mm-hmm. So I want to go to a country where I can speak English and where the people can speak English well. And I think Scandinavian countries are very good. Because the policy about the UK is very hard for me to get a visa, and maybe a lot of students want to go to the UK, so mm-hmm, I cannot mm-hmm. get a seat if I apply for those universities. And also go to the US is kind of difficult. And Norway is one of the country on the Erasmus Plus list, so I applied for Norway.
I see. Yeah. And what about you, Jessie?
Yeah, and I study nursing in Taiwan, and actually, like, during my study, the COVID come, and so during that time, I cannot go abroad, and actually, I really want to go exchange when I start to want to go exchange when I was in high school, but I didn't have any chance, and also because I study nursing, like, our schedule are fixed, so I cannot study another, like, different major, different topic. I can only study the mandatory nursing class and intern. It's so busy during that day. So actually, I already finished all the class in nursing. So I want to, like, go exchange to have a half year to just experience different life and study. I study social science here is because I'm interested in some health related, like health behavior, and somehow a little bit like about the social science. So that's why I feel like, yeah, having an exchange to be experienced, to go to another country, also study another topic I'm interested in. It's really good.
And what made you choose Norway then?
Norway, actually, because like a Nordic country actually is one of my, like, the list of my life. Like, I want to go because I like the Norway nature, and also like Norway is much more north than Taiwan, right? And like the landscape is totally different. And also, like, one of the things is because I study health related the topic, and also Norway is famous for its like welfare state, so that's why I also choose social science to study more about the welfare state, every policy in Norway. And yeah, that is my reason for choosing Norway.
Brilliant. And you said that you were studying health-related issues through your social sciences course.
Yeah.
So what do you do outside of the course that keeps you active or keeps your mind active relating to health? Or what do you study that is particular interest to you, is of particular interest to you regarding that aspect?
Do you mean that what I study here?
Yes, what do you study here? Mm-hmm. And how does those studies affect your personal life? Do you do outside of the coursework? What do you do around the coursework as well? regarding health and social sciences? And
yeah, I think I did a lot, like, for example, like exercise every day, and also like actually going to the market to buy something for eating is also part of related to health, because what you buy, it means what you eat.
So you would rather walk than to use public transport then, perhaps?
Public transport?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if I want to take a stroll, I would just take a walk. Yeah.
But that's what you like to do. That's your way of helping you deal with your coursework and escaping.
Yeah, I would like to take a stroll to the city, to the market, or to the mountains. Yeah, it's really good.
Have you been getting into the hiking culture, or is...
Yeah, I think I have, and also, like, the winter hike is also very new for me. Yeah.
That's not something you would do back in Taiwan.
Yeah. Winter hike, yeah, it's not that much snow.
Oh, I see, yeah. Okay. And what about you, Momo? What have you been getting up to in regards to exercise?
I had 3 months of membership in the fitness studio at UR, but then I found out it's very hard for me to keep going to the fitness studio every day. I prefer just to go for a walk with friends once or twice a week in the park near the sea, near the lake. At the university, and I really enjoy the nature. My friend comes to visit me yesterday, so we also go around the university and enjoy the nature and see the snow. Mm-hmm.
And what is it about going to that park that you like so much?
I like there are some animals there, alpama, I think the animals with how to say it in English. Alpaca, llama. Yeah, they are so cute. And yesterday I also saw them, and also the horses. Sometimes it makes me feel really happy to see some alive things in the winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's more the animals that you see and the noise of the nature that attracts you to.
Yeah, and also the sounds of the water. The waterfall.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The river as well, that runs right the way through the city almost is a great aspect of living here, because you cross it all the time when you're going in for events, and it's really beautiful. Yeah. You were going to say.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. Like, actually, as for me, I also enjoy the nature. I like the landscape because it's totally different where I grew up, right? Mm-hmm. The trees and the rocks. And also the lake was frozen here. So it's very special here. And also, like the lake you mentioned, I really like to take a picture over there, because you can see the Norwegian little wooden house. And also everyone have their boat. Yeah, they can do a lot of activity in summer. Yeah, the lake is really beautiful.
So you said that you wouldn't get an awful lot of snow back in Taiwan.
Back what?
Back home, back in Taiwan. You wouldn't get an awful lot of snow.
Yeah.
And the climate is maybe not for it. So what type of exercise, or what would be your routine back at home around your studies? Yeah. Is it the same, walking again? What would you see when you go for a walk?
Actually, like, my routine is to like going to the gym.
Oh, back at home.
Yeah. Also, I also have a membership here. So I will like go to the gym to weightlifting or swimming. Yeah. Just depend on my mood.
So you have a balance between the two then, would you say? Probably. Or does it depend on the weather? If it's too harsh, you'll say, I'm going to go to the gym today.
Actually, I will go there like almost every day if I have membership. Yeah, I just go there, and if I like want to train, I will train very hard. If I want to relax, I will just go swimming or just do not that tough. Yeah, depends.
And what about yourself? What would you do back in Germany?
In Germany, I think take a walk is my routine in Germany. I took a walk almost every day when I was in Germany with my friends, 2 or 3 hours sometimes, to have little conversation and enjoy the nature along the river. And also we did yoga and also bouldering at the weekend.
Oh, okay.
I'm a beginner, but I very enjoy this sport. just challenge yourself a little bit and get more confident. The next time you can challenge some difficult levels. I can see the progress, even it's very slowly.
And what do you do for this bouldering? What is that about?
Just climb. We don't do like outdoor activities. It's just in a big hall, and you have some walls. You just climb, and you don't. It's not very tall, so you don't need anything to protect yourself. You just go up about 3 or 4 meters, and then go down. Yeah.
And when actually, first of all, how long have you been doing that for, the bouldering?
3 months.
Oh, so it's something that's a new thing you've started.
Yeah.
And is that something that you wanted to do when you came here, or something you just discovered when you got here?
No, I started to do this when I was in Germany.
Right.
And here I also want to try it with my Norwegian friend. I know there is a bouldering hall near the university, it's not very far away. But we haven't tried it yet. But we will find some time to try it when we don't have a lot of homework.
Which is not very often at the moment. We've got so much homework. We've not got any free time.
Especially in the exam period. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also I don't have a lot of spare time because I usually go traveling when I have a lot of time, like at the weekend, or just enjoy my Erasmus life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where do you go traveling?
We went Stavanger together.
Yeah, and also Lofoten.
Yeah.
Oh, you've managed to get there. I've never managed to get there, unfortunately. Anyway.
But Lofoten, I think it's very hard to live in Norway in the winter because it's very dark. Yeah. And Lofoten is the day is shorter than Kristiansand. I was super sleepy when we were together in Lofoten.
Almost 2 p.m. the sunset.
Yeah.
So we were got very sleepy at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you said that you went for walks for two or three hours, mm-hmm, back in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you do that? Was this during the day, in the morning, in the evening? Or did it just depend whenever your friends were free, you would go out for a walk?
I think it's afternoon. And usually after lunch, we will study together a little bit, and then we will just go for a walk.
And do you have a rule that you don't talk about your studies when you're walking, and that is all for at the university, if that's where you study, or do you talk about that on your walks?
We talk about a lot of things, and also like mental issues, because I don't know why, since I live in Europe, I have a lot of time to think about my life. And if I start to think about my life, then I will feel sometimes feel very sad or just very emotional. And so I just talk with my friends, and my friends will give me suggestions. Or sometimes I just I can talk, and then I can feel better after walking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, a problem shared is a problem halved.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you feel the walk helps with as well, the fact that you're all sort of getting away from the university or just an urban area for a while, that you're able to go into the countryside and escape perhaps? Is that something that helps you be more honest with them as well?
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
And what about yourself, Jessie, when you go on, you know, the expeditions that you go on at the gym and different things, is that something that helps you deal with your
like stress,
mental health, or stress? Yes, more generally.
Actually, I sometimes would prefer to like just take a stroll alone, because like when I was in Taiwan, actually our campus is also near to the mountains.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So actually, like when I during the exam period or have a lot of stress, I would just walk up to the mountain, and then just look at the city view. And didn't do anything, didn't think anything, just look there, space out. Yeah, I feel like it's really good. And after you space out, you'll make your mind, like, make it simple. And then you start to think back again, so what should I do now?
Mm-hmm.
And what is my goal? Like, what's in my life? Yeah.
So you feel like it has a very grounding aspect, or it gives you a very or it brings you back to gravity again, I guess.
Yeah, I think just make me let myself calm down.
Gives you a better sense of self.
Mm, yeah.
And when you mentioned that you didn't have an awful lot of time in China to think about your life, what was that, the culture that made you feel like you had to not think about that, or the work or your studies there? Or you said you felt you had more time in Europe to think about that. I'm interested to know what the difference was.
I think it's about a lot of things, like culture, also age, and also a lot of things. But yeah, in China, I have a very similar life to my friends. We study together, and then we go to school, and after school we go to university, and then we started to try to find a job, something like this. But now in Europe, I know I'm a student, I have time, and I'm trying to figure out what I really want to do in the future, and what kind of things I really like, I really into. And I'm studying translation, why I'm studying this, and also a lot of things, why I need to read books, why I need to do sports. I have more time to focus on myself. And also when I'm do exercising, or just take walk, or just walk and talk with friends, I have that feeling I'm focusing on my life, on my own, and then I'm feeling better, and then I can go back to my room and study better than before. Yeah.
And you feel like studying away from home gives you a bit more time to focus on yourself then,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being at home and studying. Because, of course, the university that you've exchanged from is not your home.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere else as well. So when you go back to Germany, do you still feel then that you are in a place that allows you to focus on yourself because you're not actually at home?
Actually, now I feel even better now in Norway. Because in Germany, since I lived there for 3 years, I get used to the life there. And I'm in that society like a normal person who grew up there. Then I'm starting to worry about my life. What should I do about my career? This is a good thing, which means I get used into this society. I'm a part of this society. But at the same time, I start to worry about my life like a normal person in the German society. But now in my Erasmus program, I just focus on myself and do like sport what I want to do, read books what I want to read. So I would like to say here, I feel more free, like in my heart.
Well, I've only been here for, you know, just over 4 months, as a lot of other people here, you two as well. But I understand what you mean about moving somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, it sort of becomes normal again. Everything becomes normalized and you sort of feel part of that society, even though you're not from here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to know what your campus was like in Germany. If yours, Jesse, was near the mountains, what was your one like?
In my campus is actually I'm studying at the University of Mainz, but my campus is in a small city named Germersheim. We have the Rhein river,
mm-hmm.
and but our campus itself is very small, so we cannot do a lot of things on our campus. Usually I just stay in the city where my campus is and take a walk there. Yeah.
And what about your university back in China? What was that like compared to Germany and here?
I studied in Beijing, and my campus is not a big campus because it's only focused on my university is focusing on foreign languages. So it's a small university, but I was in the tennis team of the university. I played tennis. I'm a beginner. I'm not very professional. But it was a great time because I like to do something else except studying.
Yes.
And this, which is also very important for me.
To have a life outside of studies.
Mm-hmm.
well, you're going to be much better at tennis than I ever would be. So I'm sure you'd be very good. With regards to your traveling and trying to do a bit of exercise in Lofoten and Stavanger as well, did you try or were you not there for long enough?
We went together in Stavanger.
Yeah, we also go mountain climbing.
Oh, you went mountain climbing?
Yeah.
What was that like?
I think it's not like a good weather, but actually it's really challenging. Yeah, and I feel like hiking, you just focus on your focus on your body and focus on the weather. Yeah, I feel like it's a good way to just release the stress.
And how was it challenging as compared to the hiking? Was it something that you wanted to do, as you were talking earlier, another challenge? After you'd done a bit of hiking, you thought, oh, I might try some mountain climbing now. Or was it something you'd seen in the gym and thought, let's try that in real life?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, maybe some. Because I don't know, like, hiking, yes, for me, it's feel like you are doing something and you don't need to think about other things. You just try your best to keep your body in good condition and got to the top. And let me forget a lot of things. You just need to work hard when you are hiking. Focus on your food.
Yeah, and I think Jessie is more athletic than me. She does a lot of sports. So when we were hiking together, I was super tired after a few hours and I really need a break. And Jessie and other friends, they were very lovely and they helped me. They just wait for me. We did it together. So sometimes the conditions could be very hard. But since we were together, we encourage ourselves a lot. We help each other so we can finish the trip that we have planned.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, my campus back in Britain is similar in a way because it's in quite a small town and quite a small city. Right next to the city, in fact, it's just outside the city walls. It's a very small campus. But we are very lucky that much like Kristiansand, which is also a small city, the main part of it, in the same way that Kristiansand is surrounded by water, that main part, we are surrounded by the Roman walls and there is a river running through our city. So for the first year of my master's, I was in private rented accommodation. So I would walk along the river when I had the chance, which was free time and there wasn't an awful lot of that. So I'd drive into the city centre and park, which I really tried not to do, but I had to for the fact that I didn't have very much time. So I'm interested to know what your commutes are like, because am I right in saying that you both stay on campus here?
Mm-hmm.
You don't live outside of it. So was that the same situation back in your home countries or your adopted home country? Did you stay on campus there or did you commute back and forward? And if you did, what way did you commute? Did you use public transport or walk or how did you get back and forward? I imagine Beijing.
In Beijing,
as a challenge.
Yeah, in Beijing, I live on the campus, so it's easier for me. I just walk to the classroom where I need to go. But in Germany, I don't live on the campus. I need to ride a bicycle or just walk. I prefer walking because I can just during walking answer my friends' messages. And also sometimes if I'm in the mood, I just like jogging a little bit.
Yeah. What is the mood that strikes you for a jog then?
Just want to make myself awake.
That still wake me up.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm usually I will be very sleepy when I get up. Yeah.
And what about yourself, Jessie?
I also live in campus when I was in Taiwan. But actually, you know, actually my campus is part of the mountains. So like even I from my dormitory to the classroom, we need to like hike, have some stairs. Yeah, it's actually a little bit tired. Yeah. And also like I study, actually when I was in university in Taiwan, I'm a school team. So the reason why I start hiking is because of a school team. We have the training to running on the mountains. Yeah, So I will also go with my friends, and we just, when we are also want to go out of the campus, we will ride a scooter together to go to the mountain place and start to hike, and after hike and go to eat something. Yeah, my university is in Taipei. Actually, is like public transportation is also very, is good. But
which is the capital city, isn't
it? Yeah, but we will still like riding a scooter. This is one of the most important transportation for Taiwanese.
The scooter, is that electrically powered or is it something that you...
They have electronic petrol. Power or petrol. They have both.
I see. And that's how you get around Taipei.
Yeah, I will.
Now, we're coming to the end of our first semester here. Are you staying or are you returning to Taiwan?
I will return. I only exchange for a semester.
And yourself?
I will stay here for one more semester. And I think next semester, since I already get used to the weather and all the conditions here, I will try more things next semester. And I think if I can survive in the winter of Norway, I yeah, I can
do anything.
Yeah. Yes.
I was told by somebody it changes you, so I don't know if that's a good thing or not. But that's what they said one night under the cover of darkness. Mm. When you go back to Taiwan, what do you think you will remember most about Norway or take from Norway that you might implement in your life or just as a memory?
Implement or... I feel like I will remember the landscape the most. Yeah, the beautiful... Because I go travel a lot, actually. When I didn't have a class, I would just go travel. For example, Stavanger, also Bergen, Lofoten. I also go to Tromsø to see Aurora. Yeah.
Did you manage to see it?
Yeah, I see that.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I also take a picture of that.
You need
it's
to join
really
me.
Good. Later. And then I think I will really remember the landscape. I really like the mountains. And like, because like, as I say before, the for example, the trees is totally different from the tropical country, right? The tree and all the landscape and the city and a lot of wooden house. This is really attracting me, so I think I will remember the landscape.
What is the aesthetic or the look of Taipei and Taiwan then, if the trees and the wood houses and what's different about
our building?
Norway
is more like the like brick house or like more modern, but the Norwegian house, like they will have a roof and also, and they are more bigger because, like, for example, in Taipei is a very busy city, so every family don't have such a big space. We don't have a yard. We didn't have a backyard, but here, like, every family, they have their yard and the child can play over there, and they have a big field, big park, and they can just go whenever they want. But in Taipei, like, there's so too many people, actually. Yeah.
And what about yourself, Momo? For somebody who just refuses to stop studying and refuses to go home and wants to stay for another semester, when you do eventually leave Norway, what do you think you'll remember most about it?
I think thanks my first semester, now I get along well with myself. I really enjoy be myself, stay alone, and also I can take a walk with myself and just enjoy the nature. And Norway gives me this opportunity and kind of forces me, because I didn't have other choices in the winter. Sometimes I need to be alone. And I think this is the biggest thing that I have learned in Norway. And
are you planning to go home for Christmas? I think you said that you were during one of our conversations. You're planning to go back to China for a little bit before you come back. So what do you think you will tell people when you go back?
I will tell people that Norway is one of the most beautiful country that I have everything. And also we always see documentaries on TV or on internet. And sometimes if I didn't visit Norway, I will say, okay, maybe this is just photography or PS Photoshop, but it's real and it's more beautiful than you can see on TV. You should go to Norway and see Norway itself. And also I want to invite my sister maybe next year to come to Norway and visit me. Also we can travel a little bit in Norway together. Yeah. I will tell people that Norway is a very beautiful country. It's very hard to live there in winter, but it's worthy. Yeah.
And I did a podcast when I was there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which you should also do.
Yes.
Now, my final question for the both of you is this. Have you managed to do Jane Fonda's advanced workout by any chance?
What's that?
What's that?
You're not sure? No problem. Nobody else knows what the answer is to this question either. Hopefully one person by the end of this podcast will be able to answer it. Thank you very much, Jesse, and thank you very much, Momo. It was great to have a conversation with you today, and good luck for your next adventure.
Thank you.
Thank you.